Is the ink dry on your contract to join these guys in the broadcast booth?
I think so. It's all happened pretty quick. It was a whirlwind this week, and now it's just a matter of getting everything set up and figure out where I'm going to stay and all that kind of stuff.
You've played for the Cubs, the Rockies, Rangers, Cards, the Phillies, and other teams. How have decades as a major league player prepared you to talk about the game in the broadcast booth?
Well, I think the game explains itself. It's the broadcaster's responsibility to bring more of that out, to talk about some of the nuances of the game, some of the things that are happening in the game, what players potentially could be thinking, how well they're playing, or picking out some things that maybe they're struggling with that they could be doing better or more consistently. And trying to share that to an audience of, that audience range is from, very youthful children to people in a convalescing home. And that'll be the task for me, is to try to attach myself to that whole range.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, what your biggest concern is in this new role. Is there anything personal that is difficult to overcome to get this going?
I don't really know. I'm sure there's going to be some difficulties as I go. But again, I think that's where I'm going to be leaning on my peers and my bosses and the people with experience in the business. I really haven't done too much on-air stuff. So, I think it would be very wise of me and very smart of me to use my eyes and my ears and listen to people and listen to my own broadcast and try to become better in ways where I need that to take place.
Pitchers and catchers started workouts last week. Give us a little bit of a rundown of what they work on early on.
Early on, I think a lot of it's just getting your feet underneath you and getting somewhat acclimated to the coaching staff. The starting pitchers will get to start bunting in the batting cage. They'll probably start taking some swings in the batting cage. And, throwing is very important. Bullpens are very important.
And I wonder, during spring training, relationships are emerging or strengthening between the pitchers and catchers. Can you give an example of how that trust is built between a catcher and a pitcher?
Well, I think really what happens is when you get in the bullpen and these catchers start to catch you and they start to see your stuff, the intricacies where the pitchers and the catchers share time, it may be in the locker room, it may be in the weight room, it may be in the training room, it may be at a meal. But I think it's important for each catcher to try to get to know each pitcher. It's amazing sometimes. You're thinking something on the mound, and you're 60 feet, 6 inches away from him, and the fingers he puts down are exactly what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're on course with your catcher.
Lefty Cole Hamels is fighting shoulder tendinitis. He's not going to play when the season opens. And then there's this new guy, the right-hander A.J. Burnett, and some of us know him from the Pirates and the Yankees. Who else do you think might step in or step up to the pitching mound, either during spring training or the regular season for the Phils?
Well, I think, Jesse Biddle is a guy that, actually a homegrown Philadelphia kid who has, a great opportunity, maybe not to make the team, but to make a really, really good showing. But I think at some point the Phillies are counting on Jesse Biddle to be a key cog in this pitching rotation, whether it be this year, next year, somewhere down the road.
Here's a curveball for you. I found an old pitching manual the other day, and
yep.
I found some descriptions of pitches that I'm not too familiar with.
Okay.
So I hope you can give us a sense of how a few of them work, if you know about them, and I imagine you might. What the heck is a slurve?
A slurve. It's a grip on a baseball. It's not a strong grip, but it's not a weak grip. So I guess it's a poor man's between a slider and a curveball.
Have you ever thrown a fork ball?
Fork ball, split-fingered fastball. I fooled around with it. I threw it occasionally. But with this pitch, you want downward, and some sort of a downward movement, because you want the hitter to try to hit the top of the ball so he hits it into the ground, or he swings and misses.
And does the palm ball even exist anymore?
Wow. That's It's a pitch that you kind of set back, I would say, into the top part of your palm, and you try to take your fingertips off the ball, and you're kind of throwing it out of the middle of your hand. And again, it's a ball that you want to move downward.
Yeah. So back to your new role as a broadcaster, how many months are you going to be on the road? Well, not on the road, but busy,
tied up. If you include spring training, it'll be 7.
What does your family think about that?
I think they're all pretty excited about it. It's one chapter is closed in a book. that says, look, your baseball career is over, and, you know, now you move on to the next chapter. I've been home for over a year, and I've really enjoyed that home time. You know, there's a rich history in Philadelphia with broadcasting, and, you know, I don't think I'm going to be the guy that fills the shoes of those before me, but I'm going to be the guy that gives you my best effort and likes to have a lot of fun and just enjoy Phillies baseball in 2014.